Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I would like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 509-727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Even better, if you missed this episode, new shows always hit our YouTube channel. So go to the Kenmore Team YouTube channel and like and subscribe. And John McKay over there, how you doing this week?
Doing good.
Good. You're staying out of trouble.
Yes.
You have plenty of softball to keep you busy now.
Again this weekend.
Okay. Perfect. Well, John, I have been greatly enjoying our crazy celebrity house of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time, I think, maybe ever, that 2 weeks in a row, they are both in Washington.
Yes.
And so there is a town outside. It's about 90 minutes outside of Seattle. It's between the Skagit River and Highway 5, and it's in the town of Conway.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody took and bought an old bank building and then converted it into a residence.
Oh, and by the way, it's a census-designated place in Skagit County. Guess what the population is?
Give it to me. I have no idea. What? How many?
45.
45? That can't be.
That's according to the 2022 census.
I love how you know things that I have no
192 acre area, and it's got 45 people.
Well, this place is listed for $650,000. And you know how we end up talking about bathrooms on this show way too much.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it says it's 1.5 bath, but it says what they did is they took the old bank vault and they put apparently a shower and a sink in there.
They've got a picture of it here, yes. They've got the bank vault door, and then you can look in there and see tile and go.
But I thought a half bath was if there was a toilet and a sink. Like, if there's no toilet, can we even call it a half bath?
I don't know, but the building is not exactly ginormous.
And that's just a shower room now. I'm not calling it a half bath, regardless of what. This is my professional real estate
opinion. Here's what you do if your kid spends too much time in there. You can just say, okay, I'm going to lock in the vault, and we'll see how long you hog.
Lock in the vault. So if you've always wanted to own a bank, this might be the cheapest way you could possibly own a bank.
Yes.
Is to buy this residence. But I will say the remodel was done very tasteful. I do like to see these buildings repurposed. I only hope, because I think it was like 2 or 3 months ago, we did a story about a fire station and they forgot to change the zoning to residential, that they were getting kicked out of the house. So hopefully in a small town like that, I'm sure there were some zoning variances that took place to make this work. So there you go. If you've always wanted to own a bank, Conway, Washington, I can actually sell. I'm licensed once again in Washington. I'm licensed to. I can sell you that building, McKay. Mm-hmm. So after the show, you and I talk about that. Well, folks, this time of year is always super fun for me, and I always get excited as we are going to be approaching the holiday season. And invariably this time of year, I was driving around last week and started to pop up in my neighborhood all of the signs. I started seeing little signs for professional Christmas light installation. And I had to check my watch because it's October.
Yeah.
And I was a little taken aback, but it probably is about that time of year to start thinking about that. And so when it comes to things that have to do with the home and how things progress and change over the years, I always like to get an expert in to talk to us. And I'm super excited this week. I called my buddy. I've got with Sparkling Clean Windows, Jason Klavansky. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lance. How you doing, buddy?
Now, Jason canceled on me. I said, I come to the show. And then I said, hey, we do this as a podcast now and it's video. And he tried to cancel, but I still...
No, I didn't.
I still got him in here. So, Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is
always one of my favorite shows of the year because we can talk about something a little bit different in the real estate world. And that is the Christmas light installation. And so, but before we get to that, the name of your company is Sparkling Clean Windows. So yeah. you've got a you've got to give us your background and a little bit. How did you get from there to Christmas lights that we're going to talk about today?
Yeah, well, Sparkling Clean Windows, my wife and I started that back in 2001. So about as long as you've been doing real estate.
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing window cleaning, and we started doing homes and businesses, and then branched into pressure washing and gutter cleaning. And then probably about 15 years ago, we got asked to start doing some Christmas lights. And so we kind of dabbled in that for a year, and then realized now, you know, there's a market for this and there's a demand, and we are picky and we have all the ladders and the crew to do it all. And so we just branched into that around 2009 or 10.
Okay.
And so yeah, about 15 years ago, we branched into the Christmas light thing, and it's kind of its own little micro business within our other business that helps keep our guys busy in the winter. And, you know, we have already a lot of customers from our Christmas lights and from our window cleaning business. So it's a nice add-on to be able to offer that and keep our guys busy, and helps. We have the storage space with our shop. So yeah, just, it was a good fit.
You know, that's funny how that happens as businesses grow and as you grow in business over the years. I mean, I could almost be telling you that same story with property management, you know, to where it's like, man, we're referring our clients over to another property management company, but we already have the licenses. We already have the cameras, the marketing. It's like, this is a good fit. We should probably just be doing this. And that makes sense from, you know, I wrote down in my notes as I was prepping for the show, it makes sense that that's about the time you started it. And I feel like Tri-City started to get more exposure to that, because I wrote down, it seems like 5 to 10 years ago, this wasn't even a business. Like, I feel like my dad was just like yelling at me in high school, like not to fall off the roof. And, you know, you're up there. And I mean, John, you've got to back me up here. Mm-hmm. You were either yelled at as a kid or you were yelling at somebody about Christmas lights, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like these businesses were even around 20 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. 20 years ago, it was not as common for sure. The last 10 years, it's definitely caught on with technology improving, people getting busier, homes getting bigger, roofs getting steeper, all those things. It's became one of those luxury services that people, especially as you get older, you don't want to be up on a roof. You get busy, it gets colder. It's not something that a lot of people that have that, you know, a little bit of extra income can afford to hire it out. And as a professional, we can do it safer, faster, easier, offer them better things than they can get over the big box stores. So it's a really nice add-on business for us that is, like I said, a lot of guys in this industry, it ends up being their primary business, believe it or not. There's much demand for it. So there are some companies that's all they do. They just do Christmas lights, and the rest of the year they prep and market and do everything else and buy from wholesale. We haven't got to that level yet. But it's a very busy business for us for about 2 to 3 months.
And I got to say, the attractive part of it too is just at the end of the day, they look so freaking nice.
Yeah.
Like the difference between if you saw me try to put up like a strand of lights and then how straight they would be. Sure. Like I like what you said about professional and you have the equipment and stuff. So, I mean, talk to me a little bit about that, because yes, like there's obviously a skill set to this, but also between clips and what is the technology change that you've seen? Because I think that's also, you know, as this industry has unfolded, like what's the big difference in the technology change that you're seeing with the lights now?
Well, again, dating myself a little bit, it used to be incandescent lights. I know John has probably heard about those.
I've made the switch to fluorescent.
The old incandescent bulbs. Yeah, all right.
I gave in.
You gave in. You're not using those old breakable glass bulbs that overheat and everything.
Okay, good. Yeah.
So that, you know, that's a big first obvious change, is that incandescent bulbs changed to LED lights.
Yeah.
And so that kind of took over for years. Now, the newest thing with lights is what's called RGB or RGBW lights, which RGB stands for red, green, blue. And so with those three diodes in a light, they can create 16 million colors.
Oh, wow.
And so you can now, with a controller and the right power supply, it's a little bit more complicated. And again, a little harder for a DIY, unless you're a little more techie, to be able to do that. But that's the trend I think that's going to, is because you can have one light and now that light can be, that bulb can be any color.
Okay.
And so a lot of the lights that we now install are that RGB or RGBW, which adds the white bulb as well. So you can get a truer white. But yeah, that's probably been the biggest change in the last couple of years that I've seen. It's still not 100% out there over the market, but you're starting to see even Costco carrying some of those lights. There's a brand called Twinkly out there. There's Govee lights, which a lot of people have heard on TikTok and different things that are kind of DIY versions of it.
Okay.
And so it's allowing homeowners to get into that realm of color changing. So instead of, you know, putting up lights for Halloween and then switching them to Christmas, which actually Halloween lights are getting to be a popular thing now too, is that people are decorating more and more for Halloween. You can just switch it with, you know, from purple, green, and orange to red, white, and green for Christmas.
So I don't even have to. So you're telling me I could, like, if I get a hold of you in time, I can have you put the lights up for Halloween.
Yeah.
I can have them orange for Halloween. Then I can have
colors. Yeah.
Thanksgiving. I can have them green and blue for Seahawks games.
Absolutely.
And then change them over to Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. That's been the big thing. And so, yeah, my wife, I can credit her probably about 10 years ago. You know, she'd every year have me switch up the color of the lights. And I was like, honey, I'm already on 100+ roofs. I don't really want to get in there and switch out the lights. And so she's like, why don't they just invent bulbs that just change colors, whatever you want? I'm like, yeah, that's probably a good idea. And I should have gone on Shark Tank with that idea about 10 years ago. And I could have been not sitting here with you. But
yeah, right. Okay. These wives, they usually know better than us in those situations.
Yeah.
Well, that's really interesting, too. And then I think, you know, from a value perspective, if you look at the cost, you know, now we're spreading it over 2.5 or 3 months versus just that 30 days that we were up before.
Well, and to be honest, we actually do a lot of permanent lights. So those lights also come in a permanent version where you mount them in a track where they're invisible through, you know, pretty much to the home. They look like a molding part of the home, either under the gutter or the soffit or fascia, and then they can be left up year round. So depending on your HOA and everything, you can leave them up year round. They don't look like Christmas lights when they're not on, but when you turn them on, they look just like Christmas lights.
Oh,
and so you have the ability of paying once and having lights and never have to climb a ladder again or never have to hire us again. So I don't know if it's a good business model for someone that installs lights because we only get a one-time shot at it. But to be honest, we do a lot of that.
But that's fantastic for new construction,
exactly,
too, because if you're doing a new construction house and then, you know, and then you can have them pink and red for, you know, for Valentine's Day. And
I know on your beautiful office building, you added some RGB lights, too, didn't you?
Yep.
As far as accent lighting.
Absolutely.
And stuff,
so you can change
the colors.
In fact, the building's been orange the last week or two.
Awesome.
Because of it. And it's really fun. And sometimes what I love about that programming is you can kind of set it and forget it. Like I came into the office early the other morning and I kind of like shocked myself. I came around the corner and I'm like, oh, the building's orange. And then I was like, oh, I had to check the date, you know, on it. And so you just set up that cycle and then it just happens automatically and you don't even have to think about it.
Yeah, you can pre-program holidays and events and Seahawks games, anything like that. So that,
super
schedule it and forget about it.
Cool. Well, we've been here talking with Jason Klavansky of Sparkling Clean Windows and talking lighting technology, holiday lighting, and what's changed in that industry. We're coming up against our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some tips and tricks with holiday lighting and then talk about some window maintenance as well, why we have them here in the studio.
Right here on News Talk 870. Our house. In the middle of our street, our house. In the middle of our house. In the middle of our street, our house. In the middle of our.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been talking professional Christmas light installation on your house or business. Before I get carried away, because whenever we have a guest, I always run out of time. So I'm going to get in a quick pick three because we've had some great new inventory hit the market in the last week. So pick number one, out in West Richland, 4831 Hollyway. This is a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,504 square foot Rambler, large living room, second flex space. This property has a new roof, new paint inside and out, new appliances, new flooring, fully fenced backyard with a separate dog kennel area or gardening area. And that's priced for West Richland at $395,000. So good deal on that property. Pick number two, 1108 Wilson Street in North Richland. Now, this is a 2-bedroom, 1-bath North Richland house with a huge two-car garage shop. Mm. I think if you measure carefully, the garage shop area might be larger than the house. But ooh, for the right buyer, McKay, that is just fine if you need a lot of storage.
Priorities.
And so if you were looking for something like that, this person has gone through, done new LVP flooring, new paint, new kitchen, all new fixtures. And listen to this price point to get a shop, garage, and a house. $280,000 North Richland on Wilson. And then pick number three, I'm going to take you over to Creekstone, 5601 West 14th in Creekstone. 2,800 square feet, four bedroom, 2.5 bath, really luxurious feeling house. This is all new carpet, gorgeous trim work, new paint, private balcony off the primary suite. And then an amazing, amazing primary bath, large shower, large closet, very, very open feeling home. And then the kitchen, completely redone, quartz counters, beautiful tile backsplash. And that's coming in Creekstone at $565,000. So good price points, lots of good inventory on the market. Well, folks, we've been talking about technology upgrades with your house, and we've been talking with Jason Klavansky here with Sparkling Clean Windows. Jason, thanks for coming on to give us some tips and tricks. Before the show, we definitely talked about, okay, easy button, just hire you. And I'm down with that, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But if a homeowner wants to try some of this themselves, do you have any tips or things that they should focus on when they're doing their Christmas light install?
Yeah. Number one, start with a plan and, measure things out. You don't want to go to the big box store and buy, be short, 10 feet, 20 feet, or you could Clark Griswold it and just buy the whole display and the whole box and go there with way more than what you need. And then you got to return it and then you forget to return it. And then, so start with a plan, measure your roof line, kind of know what you're looking at. If the roof is steep, you may want to look at other options, especially as you get a little bit older or you're uncomfortable with heights. There's a lot of ways you can decorate on the ground. You can use, decorate trees and bushes and pathway lights. So there's quite a few options. There's also even projection lights now that you can go and buy at the stores that will project lights up onto trees and stuff. So there's options for you even, on a budget or if you're afraid of heights, that you can still get, in the holiday spirit and still get your home, get some lights on it. And if you do decide to do the roof line, getting the right clips is a big key, making sure that every bulb has a clip if you want it to be nice and straight, making sure you get the right clips if they're for gutters or if they're for shingles or for tiles. There's quite a bit of information. You can always YouTube it as well. Or give us a call. We're happy to help.
Okay, fantastic. And the reason I do like to have you on the show in October, because there's still time. If people called you, you still have openings for Christmas.
Here. Yeah, it is. It does get to be kind of crazy. And I don't do a lot of marketing anymore. We're always looking for new customers, but it's mostly word of mouth and people seeing us. And, we do over 100 installs and that's a lot. So we actually already started installs. We start doing a lot of those RGB lights in October so people can utilize those. And then we kind of go from now until the first week or two in December and install lights every day on homes and businesses and tell people, you may not want them on yet if you don't want your Christmas colors on yet, but you can always just have them up there and ready to plug in and put them on a timer and stuff for when you're ready to have them turn on around Thanksgiving or whenever you want them on.
Okay, good information. I love how much this has changed, and I love before the break when we were talking about the idea of permanent lighting like this to have where it doesn't look like Christmas lights are up there because you do have to look out for those things with the HOAs.
Correct.
Because the HOAs have very specific rules, like in the pick three, we were talking about Creekstone. And I know there's very specific rules about you only have so many weeks after the holiday and you have to have those off lights of your down, house. Yeah. Where if you have permanent lighting hidden in a track.
Yeah, it's more of an architectural lighting that you can even use for security and stuff. And then, like I said, for certain holidays. Yeah, so, recommend if you're in an HOA, maybe check with them and make sure. But most HOAs will allow that, especially when they're hidden. They're trying to avoid the the typical, you know, oh, left my lights up year round type of thing. And,
right.
You know, it's like, did they get ahead early or did they just leave them up all year long?
So, yeah. That's a tough call in early August.
Yeah, exactly.
when you're exactly. seeing that.
So yeah, we make them very discreet where, like you said, most people couldn't even tell you have lights on until they're turned on. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, very, very good information about that. What is the best way for people to get a quote or to find you?
Yeah, they can always call our office. Our number is 509-586-5550. We also have a website for our window cleaning, sparklingcleanwindows.net. And actually for our Christmas lights, vibrantnights.com. Has a lot of information about our permanent lighting service. So
perfect. So let's switch gears a little bit. We have a little bit of time left. I probably could have broken this into two shows, but why I have somebody with your knowledge in the studio, I definitely want to talk to you about windows. Okay. Sure. So windows in a home are likely one of your biggest systems. And I think a lot of times people forget that there should be a maintenance schedule with a system like that. I also, from a real estate perspective, I see a lot of things when I go to sell a house, and it's amazing the difference that clean windows on a house make, when, especially if there's a view.
Correct.
And so what's that look like from your perspective? What's a typical maintenance that you have to do on windows or that you need to be thinking about as you're cleaning windows?
Yeah, I mean, we get calls almost every day, for sure every week, from people that are getting ready to sell their home. And, you know, a lot of times those windows have been neglected for, you know, 10 years and or however long they've been in the house. They're like, all I've ever done is hosed off my windows or something. And so, and then we get them clean. And they're like, wow, what a difference. Like, I wish I would have done this earlier rather than for the next homeowner. So, you know, the people that understand, you know, and once they have them cleaned, it's kind of addicting because it makes your home so much brighter and feel cleaner. Your house can be perfectly clean, and if your windows are dirty, and it just creates a dullness to the home. So having the windows cleaned, either yourself or hiring somebody is I think important. Around here, we kind of live in a dust bowl. So most of our customers get it done at least twice a year. Quarterly is a very common request. And then the people that can afford it and really enjoy it, get their windows cleaned like every month. So,
okay.
So we can accommodate any type of, you know, one-time cleaning or a regular maintenance plan to make your life where you just kind of forget about it. And we just take care of it for you and alternate between outside only and in and out. We can do whatever you want.
Absolutely. And then the next thing that I see probably too often, that's, I don't really know exactly how you deal with that, but that's like people scratching windows
or
scratches in windows. I come across that during home inspections all the time.
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, around here we have the hard water stains from the sprinklers and the wind. So you get that combination and you get stuff on the windows that Windex or soap and water is not going to get off, and even vinegar and other stronger chemicals. So when you start to get hard water stains, making sure you're using the right type of pads or cloths or abrasives to remove that stain but not cause damage to the glass. So that's, you know, when you get into stain removal, that's when I say hire an expert. You can a lot of times cause more damage than you can. Kind of like when you get your carpets, you know, you can go out and rent a carpet cleaner to clean your own carpets. But when you start getting stains and stuff, time to hire a professional usually, because you're probably going to cause more damage than good.
That's really, really good advice. Jason, I totally didn't prep you for this at all. So you're just going to have to think of something amazing to say.
All right.
But when it comes into the Christmas season, is there some place where you're like, oh, you can see my work here, a business or a place like that you do every year or that you know you're going to do this year?
Well, we did Legends Casino last year, and that's a little ways away, but they went kind of all out and they're planning on doing more this year. So that was a fun project where they actually did the RGB lights. So they change color depending on the thing, and they have a bunch of trees and lights and different things set up. So that's a cool place if you want to make a little road trip and maybe go have dinner and maybe win or lose some money. That's an option.
That's a super cool project. Yeah, that's awesome.
So that was a fun one last year. There's a lot of displays in town here. Our display at our home we'll have up, and it's all synced to music.
Oh, that's amazing.
And have, you know, different holiday songs for both Halloween and Christmas. So we live in Pheasant Run over in Kennewick.
Perfect.
So
you drive through Pheasant Run, you'll see it.
Lots of cool places there. And West Richland, there's places all over. Tri-Cities has great holiday spirit. And, you know, it doesn't take you driving very far to find some pretty cool displays.
And then, too, I mean, I have to ask, being in the industry, I mean, is there a better Christmas light movie than Christmas Vacation?
No, no.
There's not.
I brought it up to one of my employees once, and he was like, "I've never seen that." I'm like, "I don't think you can work here." I'm like, "We got to sit down. We got to have a work meeting. We're going to watch Christmas Vacation because like, that's a requirement if you're going to do Christmas lights."
Okay, so, I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss it. That is exactly the same answer.
Where are you going
to
put a tree that big?
Yeah.
McKay, I'm not sure you're talking about.
You know, the funny thing is, I didn't realize I watched it with my kids. I realize that's a rated R movie. Like there's a couple parts of that that, you know, the TV version, if you're going to watch it as a family, you may want to watch the TV edited version. There's some colorful words in that movie.
Well, we've all had those parenting fails. I think I let my kids watch Top Gun way too early.
When our son was growing up, when he was 7 and 8 years old, he was watching Family Guy.
And
he understood it.
So we've all in this room have had the same parenting fail. Well, perfect. Well, Jason, I love seeing your work. I have used you guys personally, so it's very easy for me to tell people out there that if you're looking into that service, whether it be the window cleaning or the Christmas lights, your entire crew is very professional. I love the work that you guys do, and I can 100% say that's not a call that somebody would regret if they were looking into that. And yeah, thanks for being on the show and talking to us about modern Christmas lighting with real estate. And John, we'll be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.